was talking about some of those hilarious prop bets, but they're real. And I'm always wondering who think up these things because they're pretty cool. Let's check in with Dave Mason, sportsbook brand manager for Bet Online. First of all, welcome to the show, Dave. When it comes to these props, and they're literally over like 1,000 of them, who are the people that come up with them? Do you know?
Yeah, you're talking to one of them. Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff is standard, you know, all the player stuff, all the, you know, over under passing yards for Burrow, for Stafford, rushing yards, all that stuff. That's pretty standard, right? Every sports book on planet Earth is going to have all that stuff, MVP. But then when you get into more of the exotics, which kind of makes Super Bowl such a unique event and fun, you know, it's we have a team of guys. I'm one of them, and we just kind of think of some off the wall, out of the box ideas, and come up with them. You know, some stuff is standard every year, like coin flip. Everybody bets the coin flip or over under time on the national anthem. But yeah, you know, every year there's different stuff. You know, depending on who the halftime guests are, you have come up with props with them, and you know, with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, etc. This year, so you know, will any of the headlining artists be smoking? So you have a yes no prop on that. So you just go from there. You just get creative and have fun with it.
Did you ever come up with one that ended up burning you in the end? Like, we were way off on that one.
Oh, and every year. I mean, that's the thing with that's the thing with these unique things. It's just, you know, whereas a traditional prop, you know, over under passing yards for Burrow, that's, you have the stats, you have metrics, you have all that stuff. You know, that's, there's a science behind that. And, you know, when we're talking about some of this off the wall stuff, it's just four or five of us dopes kind of, you know, firing off opinions to each other. And, you know, you put a number up and you book it and you go from there. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But these ones can be kind of tricky sometimes. We can lose, but the over under on the national anthem, that's often a loser. There's often information comes out, you know, the rehearsals last year was a huge story. Somebody was across the river or something from the stadium with their cell phone out, and they recorded it. I guess it's Thursday or Wednesday was the rehearsals recorded, and it just went viral on Twitter. And, you know, we just got a flood of bets coming in. I think it was the over. It showed that the over was going to hit, and the over, you know, most people bet over as it is. And then we just saw a ton of action coming in and betting that over, because this thing just went absolutely viral. This video, some fan out, you know, a half mile away recording this rehearsal. So we got beat up there, but you know, it's something you have to do, and it's fun. Our players love it, and, you know, you have to just deal these kind of props differently than you would the normal props.
I remember about 10 years ago, my favorite prop was 14 million to one that Elvis would fly a flying saucer into the Loch Ness Monster. And the thing that was amazing to me was not that the prop was even out there, was that the arbitrary 14 million to one, not 10, not 20, whatever. It just was bizarre. What is your favorite bizarre prop?
And there's so many of them over the years. You know, the cleavage prop, where it's always fun. People always love that for the halftime singer or the pregame singer. Last year, how many? What was it? Jason Pierre-Paul. How many tackles and sacks versus how many fingers on his hand? I mean, it just gets weird, man. It gets so strange. But I mean, people love them, you know, and people love that. You know, we have fun with them, and you know, some people will be like, well, how can you offer that? And it could be rigged, and you know, some of this weird stuff, and people will bet their life savings. I was like, nah, we're not, you know, we're taking $250,000 limits on the Super Bowl spread total or money line, but you know, the limits for these props aren't anywhere close to that. So, you know, just thwart off any kind of tomfoolery. However, I mean, that happened last year too. So a rival sports book, there's a one prop is always will there be a will there be a streaker on the field, or will someone charge the field? And last year that guy did it, and it came out that he was at a competitor sports book, and he bet like $1,000 or something. They had crazy limits on this. A prop like that, the limit should be like $50, you know, just small, something fun. But a rival sports book had these crazy high limits, and this dude and his whole family signed up, and he charged the field and thought he was going to get paid, and the rest is history. So yeah, you just deal with these a lot differently than you would the game spread total or any kind of stuff where, you know, we have the stats and the metrics and all that stuff.
What about, you know, I always think it's interesting, the cross sports, you know, like how many goals will be scored right in the NHL or points in the NBA. What about doing those?
You know, we always have those. You know, they don't get as much action as I thought they would over the years. People bet them, people like them, but they just don't get nearly as much action as I thought. I mean, we have a ton of interesting stuff. No matter the sport, there's going to be a prop associated with it. So we have a long list. People like them, but I don't know. I haven't figured out why people don't bet these as much as the other props over the years. I think it may be just because you have to kind of do homework on two sports. You know, you're like here's one, cross sports will be higher. Daytona 500 average speed in miles per hour versus Matthew Stafford's first half passing yard. So now, I mean, a stat geek will really dig into that, right? Because you're, you know, but you'd have to know two sports, right? You got to know NASCAR plus the NFL, and you're stat geek in both sides there. So maybe I think there's just so many moving parts that the real stat guys love it, but, you know, the common bettor just might not be as into it, as into digging into two different sports, stats on two different sports. That's my theory. I don't know. I mean, they get action, but not as much as some of the other stuff.
What would you recommend to somebody listening that wants to take a punt? What would you recommend they start off with?
Well, you know, if you're just starting betting, bet within your means. Money management's the biggest thing. You know, learn as much as possible about betting. Start off with the spread total money line. That's the easiest way to start. Then get into props. Props are fun, but always bet within your means. You know, bet within your means without a doubt. Parlays, those big payouts are sure are attractive. You see them all over Twitter now. Everybody's promoting these huge parlay payouts, but also realize that those are kind of those big parlays. They don't happen every so often. So don't get, you know, fall in love with those big payouts. And as long as you're betting within your means, have fun with it.
So tell us a little bit more about what you guys do over there at Bet Online.
Well, we're an online gambling shop. Sports is our bread and butter, but we have poker and casino. And North American sports, we're a U.S.-facing company, so North American sports are our bread and butter, and nothing's bigger than NFL. So this will be the biggest day of the year. We have great sign-up bonuses, 100% bonus to sign up. Have some great contests on Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to give a Bitcoin away. Every 1,000 points scored during the game, we're going to be shipping out Bitcoin to our players. Every point score, we're going to ship out $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. Sorry about that. We have player props contests for $25,000. So it's not just about betting. We have a good, lot of great contests and bonuses as well.
There he is, Dave Mason with Bet Online. Dave, have a great Super Bowl. Thanks for dropping by, man.
Thank you for having me. Take care.